This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
She's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks. And I'll tell you what, spring training is still going strong for the next few days down here. We got cars all over the place with New York plates because the New York Yankees ballpark is maybe three-quarters of a mile away from where I'm at right now. So they're staying right here, right behind us in the hotel, a lot of them, and they're going over to the ballpark every day. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations and around the world, of course, and America. And we're also on the internet and the satellite, so there's various ways to hear us. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER-room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. On Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the things we have over there. All right, well, joining us tonight to start out our number one, we have the professor of politics himself out there in California, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was formed and started under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start out with the Colorado shooter. The narrative that the mainstream media was trying to put out the night of the shooting, that this was a white man, a white supremacist, and all that stuff they were throwing out there without waiting for the facts. First of all, he's not exactly white. He's probably a mixture because he's Syrian by birth, and Syrians are a little more dark complexion than an American citizen that's been born and brought up here. Is that not right?
Well, yeah, he's not a Caucasian, from what we can tell, yes.
Right, and that narrative came crashing down when authorities named the 21-year-old with the name, and I'm not going to mention it, as a suspect. He is a refugee from Syria, brought over here when he was 3 years old. And his Facebook page, through some of the shots that were taken that were saved because they scrubbed his page, shows him lamenting President Trump winning the 2016 election because of racism, posting Islamic prayers and accusing Americans of being Islamophobic. And he also has a history of mental health issues. So you can see right away, well, the guy's nuts, so we can't do whatever. Yeah, sure, right, uh-huh.
Well, exactly. So we are, despite having some of these social media things actually taken down, we're learning quite a lot, and we can start to piece together possible some kind of possible motivation. In the end, Captain, anybody who does what this person did, they have hate in their heart, and they are absolutely just reprehensible. You know, we actually got an email from a listener in Denver.
Yes, we did.
By the way, yes, and they write in and they say, Captain, the Boulder shooter was a Syrian-American who lived in Arvada, Colorado, about 15 to 20 minutes outside Boulder. The news stated he was 21 years old. He says, 21 years old? My expletive. He says, how many 21-year-old men do you know who are overweight and are balding on the top of their head? He says, he calls that lie number one. Says, also I had to dig to get this man's ethnicity. If he would have been white, his name and motive, white nationalism, would have been front and center. So that's the feeling from one of the listeners in Denver. Unfortunately, Captain, throughout the tragedy of this story, which is a horrible, sad story, mm-hmm. you have people out there who are trying to come up, and say, come out and say, well, if the shooter had been African American, they would have already shot him, this kind of thing. And unfortunately, it clouds the issue of what we're getting at, which could be some kind of a terrorist attack, basically, or at least that kind of motivation.
It could be part of a cell. Now, President Joe Biden called for a national assault weapons ban. Here we go again. In the wake of the two violent mass shooting incidents over the past week, arguing for targeted legislation to crack down on felons purchasing firearms. Well, guess what? We do need to crack down on felons purchasing firearms, and it's got to stop. Because some of them are using fictitious names. Like, for example, this guy says he's 21 years old and comes up with a name, which gives you a total different identity, different birth date, and it's not going to show up when you do a gun check. Are you aware of that?
Right. Yep.
Now, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas said, today Chairman Grassley and I are introducing the Grassley-Cruz bill again. They put it out there in 2013 when it got filibustered in the Senate. They said, let's target the bad guys, the felons. Let's put them in jail. Stop them from getting guns. Let's not scapegoat innocent law-abiding citizens, and let's not target their constitutional rights. Hallelujah.
Well, exactly right. This has always been about making sure that the bad guys don't get guns. But yet, Captain, somehow it's morphed into all of the people that have a firearm for protection or even sporting, but they have now somehow been vilified about all of this, and it's just not right.
Yeah. Now, for the people that are worried about racism, let me just tell you a fact. Witnesses inside the grocery store said this man shot the elderly white people first. There's your racism.
Wow, that is...
There's your racism, folks. Think about that for a while as we take a break and come back. I'm telling you what was said by witnesses that were there. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. They're going to take their racism and stick it where the sun don't shine. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line. In this portion of the program, The Captain's America, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously. I've been taking it for about 5.5 years, and yesterday I had an occasion to give a couple of packs of Relief Factor to somebody that was suffering from a shoulder ailment of some sort. They had done something in the normal line of work, and their shoulder was killing them, and they were limping. They had their shoulder drip down a little bit, and I said, man, are you in pain? Yep. I said, here, try this. I gave him two packs of Relief Factor. I said, take one right now with some water, and when you get home a little bit later, take another one before you go to bed. And about 2 hours after I gave him that, I got a telephone call back and said, my pain is gone. My pain is gone. Folks, this stuff really works, and it's all natural, 100% drug-free. The combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. A lot of people have that with arthritis and whatnot, bursitis too, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain to lower or even eliminate the pain altogether. Now, what have you got to lose but pain, right? So for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start and see what it'll do for you. And after that, if you want to get it shipped to you every month, that's what you can do. Otherwise, you can either say, okay, no pain, no gain, and just go your own way. But it's only $20 to see if it's going to work. And thus far, I've not run across anybody that's bought the product that said it didn't work. So far, everybody's been telling me it's working for them, and they've gone back, and they're very happy doing what they're doing. So all you got to do is go to the website that they gave me. Yes, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, gave me a website. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. You can see the little tutorial there, the little video, and buy the product right there off that website, relieffactor.com/captain. There you go. And all you have to lose is pain, and I'm telling you, it works for me. It'll work for you, too. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, what's the price of gasoline out by you?
Well, it varies. I saw it earlier today at $4.05 for the lower octane.
So it hasn't come down?
Well, some places maybe 5-10 cents less. It depends on where you're at. But that's generally about where it is right now, yeah.
Okay. Well, a week ago, the wholesale price of gasoline was $2.05 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it is today, starting today?
What's that?
$1.90.
Okay.
That means it's dropped 15 cents a gallon.
Right.
But even more important than that, Kyle, is that West Texas crude oil is down since Monday by over $4 a barrel. Brent crude oil is down by $3.83 a barrel since Monday. And the futures of oil have dropped down below $70 a barrel for the first time in 2 months. It's down to $66 a barrel for 1 year out. So if gasoline wholesale price without the tax is down 15 cents a gallon, shouldn't we see that at the pump?
Well, sure. Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, just could be old-fashioned, you know, get while the getting's good. Yeah, get while the getting's good.
Screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Yeah, and a lot more people are heading out now. If Southern California freeways are any indication, more and more people are just going out and doing stuff. Maybe going back to work. We don't know, but there's a lot more people out there. So maybe they feel that this is a time where, you know, people have to drive and they got to pay.
Well, come to Florida.
Yeah.
Jeez, you get on the Howard Franklin Bridge out here, and it doesn't matter what time anymore. Anytime after 10 o'clock in the morning, people are moving around to the ballparks that are here and whatnot, north, south, going over the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. It's like an unbelievable traffic jam just trying to get from point A to point B.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the Department of Homeland Security is under fire as migrants release into the U.S. are being done so without any court dates at all. It's like, well, we'll get back to you and let you know when to come to court. Are you kidding me? They'll never see them again.
Well, no. I mean, that seems to be just, the equivalent of, you know, have a nice life in the United States of America, it sounds like.
And this amnesty thing, wanting to give the dreamers and whatnot amnesty right away, I wonder how the people that are here legally that have been waiting for years, that are on the list, waiting their turn, as they're all supposed to do, feel about that. I haven't heard a lot of happy campers there.
Well, no, and I think that's because there's a real absence of any kind of comprehensive, real immigration reform or addressing immigration in a serious way. It's being done in a political way. And by the way, President Trump would have made a DACA deal, and once again, the Democrats did not want to do it. They hung out the DACA kids to dry because they wanted to affect Donald Trump. That was it.
But the DACA kids now suddenly are a hot commodity, and nobody is saying anything.
Right, right. Well, but generally speaking, yeah, I think you have a lot of people who have come to this country and went through a much longer or a long process, basically. And, of course, they weren't brought here as children, perhaps. But generally speaking, they don't want to see amnesty given to people who have not had to wait in line. The DACA thing could be a very special case. I have a feeling that's going to continue on. But obviously, generally speaking, it's a real sore spot for those immigrants who come not just from Mexico or south of the border or Latin America or South America, but from all over the world. And they've tried to do it the right way.
Well, to take somebody who's been waiting online for a number of years to become a citizen, and they're just waiting their turn, and then to take these people and just bring them in or say, okay, we're going to make you a citizen, going to be amnesty, 4.4 million or whatever it is of you. Kyle, it's got to be 10 times that amount or more.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. And again, it's like, how do you win friends and influence people with this kind of thing? But the Democrat calculus in this.
Their
calculus just has to be, we're going to get a lot of people, we're going to give them citizenship, amnesty, basically, and pretty much we think we're getting some built-in voters here, and it has nothing to do with, you know, being humanitarian or any of these kinds of things that we hear from the Democrat Party elite.
Now, North Korea fired some short-range missiles challenging Joe Biden because they believe he's a weak leader and they're going to take advantage of that. And by the way, they were probably prodded by China to do so when they said, Comrade China, we want to fire missile to shake up U.S. What you think? And China, of course, would have said, sure, go right ahead, because nothing much has changed. And here's the thing. Joe Biden, what's he going to do? Say, well, you can't do that. We're going to put sanctions on you. They don't care.
They don't care. They live in a world of sanctions. And, you know, it's the old phrase, what was the old phrase, only Nixon could go to China kind of a thing. But the embodied in that is the idea that you have to have somebody who's going to come in with strength. President Trump certainly came in with a lot of strength, with the idea that he had resolve. Whatever people think about Donald Trump, he certainly, I think, in the eyes of the Chinese and of the North Koreans, that he had resolve. They knew that they could not sort of mess around with him the way that they would be able to do with a Joe Biden. And so that's why now it's, you know, sort of, you know, the sky's the limit for them now.
Now, we know the illegals that are coming here are being put up in these quarters, and now they're going to be given hotel rooms, right?
Oh, yes.
But now they're going to get paid for being here, like a guaranteed income. The amount, Kyle, could be $4.38 billion coming from the stimulus.
Yeah, you know, this is, again, it's like if you want to figure out a way to really anger the American people, it's not about being non-humanitarian or these kinds of things, but the policies that were in place prior to this did not rely on spending billions of dollars in guaranteed income or $86 million in hotel room stays and so forth. The Biden administration, plain and simple, created this crisis by simply reversing the policy, sending the wrong message, even back during the campaign. You know, these statements are now surfacing where Joe Biden was saying, you know, it's, you know, you got to come to the United States, all this kind of stuff. And so that's what people heard, and that's what they're doing. But we wouldn't have any of this problem if they didn't simply open the floodgates immediately.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the phone number here in a second. By the way, Texas Congresswoman says that we don't need to worry about COVID on the border. We just need to let them in, and then we'll take care of them when they get here. Yeah, right, sure.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take action following the mass shooting Monday at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store that killed 10 people. Speaking from the White House, the president urged the Senate to pass a pair of House-passed bills to address the nation's background check system.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system.
The president also calling for a renewal of the ban on assault rifles and a ban on high-capacity magazines. Senator Ted Cruz says those are always the solutions that Democrats push after a mass shooting. The Texas Republican tells Fox News those measures don't work, and he laid out ideas that he says will stop the next tragedy.
The way to do it, what works, is you target the bad guys. You go after violent criminals, you go after felons, you go after fugitives, you go after those with serious mental illness, you stop them from getting guns, and when they try to illegally buy a firearm, you lock them up.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Masked Man and the Big White Horse riding off into the sunset. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can go to their website, geico.com, and find out, number one, where your local agent is located. You'll get their phone number and address and all that stuff. Or if you want to type in your zip code, they will answer any questions you have there on the website, too. And you can even get a policy right there while you're there. Now, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I've been with them going on 17 and a half or thereabouts years. And I'm very happy with them, and they've done a very good job by me. Now, you need to know that the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you have a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, an ATV, or a boat, can all be covered by Geico. And if you want help with your homeowners or renters insurance to see if they can save you money, you can do that too. And you bundle that together with your automobile insurance, and you'll save even more money. So, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to find out more. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be happy when you save some money. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you have something you wanted to add, by the way?
Yeah, we were talking about the border issues and so forth, but you know, I'm curious, what do you think is going to happen with the president's upcoming press conference? Do you think he's going to get any tough questions at all on the border?
They're going to try. But the questions are going to be predetermined by the president. I'm going to guess that they might look at questions. They'll say, please submit your questions, or go from there. And Ducey is the only one from Fox who's probably going to ask a really challenging question. And what they'll do is they'll answer part of it and leave him hanging. But the most important part is, I do not believe Joe Biden, unless he gets about 4,000 milligrams of vitamin B12, I do not think that he can stand up there and do more than half an hour on a press conference.
No, I think you're right about that. I think it's going to be very trying for him. I don't think he's going to be able to continue that long, basically. And you're right. You know, the media, though, they're going to have to, at the very least, I mean, because people out and around the country are starting to ask real tough questions about the border crisis, and if the media doesn't do its job, they're going to start, bringing on the wrath of the American people in that sense. But no, I think you're right. They'll look at the questions and they'll be pretty softball, and they'll try to move on as fast as possible.
Now, Vice President Kamala Harris is facing a backlash after laughing off a question on visiting the border amidst the surge. And as if that wasn't bad enough, her niece is also facing a backlash for taking the wrong assumptions about the Colorado shooting by right away tweeting and doing some other things out there referring to the shooter as a white supremacist.
Exactly. Evidently, the tweet was removed, by the way, but evidently the idea was that, well, they took the shooter alive, so they made the assumption that the shooter was a white male or something like that, and of course he was not, it's just for Syrian descent and so forth. But again, it just goes to show that things are getting so ingrained that it's very, 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 very concerning.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I hear it's a Syrian American brought here at age 3, and I hear that he's had all kinds of anti-Trump slogans and this, that, and the other, and some of the stuff that they found in the vehicle that he had was anti-Trump on it and anti-Semitic stuff as well, I'm thinking to myself, well, this guy is a radical leftster, not rightster, leftster.
Right, exactly. So as we learn more about what he was up to, and presumably in the police investigation, they're going to interrogate him and they're going to try to find out, at least piece together and make a report on what they believe the motive was for this horrible act. And I think it's going to become more and more clear. And if the person does have some sort of terrorist bent, either a member of something, doesn't even have to be, just sympathizes, then that is a very, very big wake-up call for our country.
Well, you know, Joe Biden went out there and really hung it out to dry again. He said, and I quote, "We can ban assault weapons." Would you mind telling me what an assault weapon is?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's the not to be flipped, but it's the guns that kind of look scary to the Democrat Party elite.
All right, let me help you out. Let me help you out. It's any gun that looks like it's possibly a military weapon.
Military, yes. Exactly.
But it's not, because number one, it's not the caliber. Number two, it doesn't do what the military weapons do. And number three, they're totally wrong when they say that. There is no such thing as an assault rifle, an assault weapon. I mean, sorry.
Well, exactly, because isn't the AR-15...
They're not legal to sell, first of all. You have to be a gun dealer to buy military surplus items.
Right, exactly. You're not going to get the same gun used by the Marine Corps, basically. But these other weapons, they, as you said, the caliber, that's a really important point. These are, what, 22 caliber in many cases?
Yeah, 223, 20 caliber. Mm-hmm. Some of them are 5.62, but they generally aren't much more than that. They're lower caliber. And here's the other thing. You can buy a military weapon from someone, private sale, in a lot of states. Not all the states, but you can buy a weapon. And what you are supposed to do is, and it's coming, it's not here in all the states, you'll have to do a background check on the person you sell the weapon to, and if you don't, you face a $1,000 fine. And that's something that's out there that's coming to many states. Hasn't yet, but it will.
But again, part of what the left maneuvering is to try to create again this narrative about this thing called assault weapons, as opposed to stopping bad guys from getting weapons at all. They change the name of the game, and they move the show to something else entirely, and that moves on to law-abiding citizens who have the right to keep and bear arms to protect themselves and their families. And again, Captain, the good guy with the gun takes down the bad guy with the gun, and in this case, the police officer that lost his life was in the process of trying to do that. And again, we just really mourn his loss and our thoughts and prayers with his family.
Well, the officer was outgunned. He obviously ran into somebody with a weapon that had the capability to fire more shots than he could. I'm sure when he came in and confronted the gunman, it was bang, bang, just like that, not to use the term the way I did, but we found out the way the officer was shot, and I'm not going to describe anything, but he was pretty much killed instantly and managed to somehow get one shot off, and it's believed that he hit the suspect in the leg. It's believed that's how he got wounded.
Yes, exactly, and that was the only injury out of this. The suspect, evidently, every time he fired his weapon, he actually killed someone.
But again, I want everybody to pay close attention to what I'm going to tell you again. This individual went after the elderly people first, and he went after the white elderly people first and killed them one by one by one by one. That's what he did. Now, if that's not racism, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I don't know either. And unfortunately, Captain, again, in this divided society and the way that these narratives work, it begins to normalize the idea of violence. And normalization of violence against any group is dangerous and wrong.
Yep.
Exactly.
Now, to change the subject here, a lawmaker is pushing the VA to strip the benefits from any veteran who attended the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the Capitol Police to use the video visual identification of anyone they can identify that's a veteran using the database they have and rescind their benefits as a result, regardless of what they did. Just being there was made you guilty.
Well, that is a pretty big stretch. You know, people have the right to assemble and make their voice heard. I think generally speaking, the idea of people who went in the Capitol, did violence, attacked people, or did the vandalism, that is an entirely different story. But if people were coming along to say, oh, I want my voice heard, you know, that's an American thing to do, and you shouldn't be singled out, guilt by association.
Right, and I just had somebody say, what'd you say with the price of fuel and all that? Well, I'll tell you what, here comes the music. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and we will tell you in that report what's happened to the price of gasoline and the price of diesel in the last week, 3 to 5 days to be specific. All right, we're coming right back with more. Kathy's going to give you the number. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Up there, Carrollton, Georgia, way just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ha out there to everybody tonight at Fort Benning, Georgia. We appreciate you standing on the wall for all those of us, keeping us free and safe. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report and the weather conditions out there, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. If you're out there on the highway, pull on into a Pilot or Flying J. If you haven't been there, go inside, tell them the captain sent you, me, you were listening to my program, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you will get a free cup of coffee. Now, if you really want to do it right, join the Drivers Club. If you're an RVer, join the RV Club, because then you'll get points for the food you buy inside, for the stuff you buy in the trucker store, and for the fuel that you buy at the pumps. You'll get points, and that can save you a boatload of money on down the line. All righty, well, here we go. We're going to do a little funk right now with some 24 Karat Magic.
I bet they know as soon as we walk in. Show up, I'm wearing Cuban links. Yeah, sign a mix.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Artie, that's a little Bruno Mars, a little 24K magic, and he gets close to a couple of words there, Carl, but he doesn't say what they think he says.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But that song has some good sounds to it, man. I like that.
Yeah, and they're dancing all around, having a good time, and that's what it's all about when you do some music. You want to play something that you can do a little dancing to, and they were out there in Las Vegas, that video they did, it's remnants of them being out in Las Vegas. Okay, well, here we go, taking a look at the weather. I'm going to read the statement, then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle, and yeah, we got some weather out there. Now, an intensifying storm will bring strong to severe thunderstorms with rounds of heavy rain that could cause flash flooding to the north central Gulf Coast. In addition, a severe storm threat increases will be also across the south through Thursday, and a winter storm is moving into the Four Corners area right now of the country out there west. It's going to produce gusty winds and critical fire weather threats and widespread heavy snow in the southern Rockies. We've already got some big-time winter storm warnings up for places in New Mexico and southern Colorado. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. In New Mexico tonight, we do have winter storm warnings. This is going to encompass the Santa Fe, Albuquerque area, this along I-40, I-25 as well. That winter storm warning is going to go all the way, you know, covers almost all the entire state right now, and goes over a little bit into Arizona. But right now in Santa Fe, New Mexico, they're reporting snow showers. Albuquerque is reporting rain, I believe, light rain right now. But you're right, that winter storm warning is very important, and we're seeing a lot of stuff build up there. So be very careful as you're coming across those interstates tonight. Coming up I-25 into Colorado, winter weather advisory there. Also winter weather advisory south of Denver and the Centennial and Castle Rock areas tonight. We do have a wind advisory this north of Salt Lake City on I-15, covering their parts of the Great Salt Lake as well. So windy in that region. Down in near Las Vegas, really Henderson, looks like that's the area there along I-11, Boulder City, you've got a wind advisory that stretches all the way down to Needles, across I-40 in California, also down towards Blythe, I-10 in California. Wind advisory in Southern California, winds are starting to kick up, and we do have some high wind warnings north of Los Angeles as well. Wind advisory as well coming across I-80 out of Reno towards Sacramento. So be careful, high-profile vehicles there. And a freeze warning, Captain, tonight along Highway 101. This is going to be south of Piercy and north of Ukiah, that freeze warning as you go up Highway 101. Up in Seattle and Portland, looks like we've got rain coming in Wednesday and Thursday of this week.
Okay, now let's expound on I-40 down there east of Tucumcari, New Mexico. You do have the winter storm warning right up to Tucumcari, but the snow is out in front now, covering Amarillo and starting to move east of Amarillo. This system is going to move to the east as things progress. Let's go way up into the northeastern corner of Minnesota. In particular, that would be around Duluth. You do have some snow flurries up there, light dusting of snow right now. Over in the northwestern corner of Michigan in the Upper Peninsula right now, as well as coming off the lake, you've got a gale warning there, but you've got some winter weather up there in that part of Michigan, just above the Wisconsin line and just about parallel, a little bit east-northeast of Duluth, Minnesota right now. Now, we're going to go down to the bottom. We'll go along with Texas first off the border. We do have some rain showers, it looks like, right now down around Brownsville, and we do have that's a child alert abduction alert down there in down along the border, so hope that they're able to take care of that. And when you get up into Louisiana and Mississippi and over into Alabama, You've got rain, lots of rain. You've got a flood watch and flood warning. You've got the possibility for possibly a tornado or two, it looks like, with some severe weather that's in the Gulf that's headed in the general direction, it looks like, of Mississippi right now, coming into the Gulf from there. And that's going to make things interesting. Gale warning all the way over to Pensacola, about Crestview, all the way over to Crestview and on down towards Destin, looks like. And then we do have some unsettled weather conditions up there in the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of West Virginia. We do have fog along the coastline from about Bangor all the way up to Nova Scotia. I-95 is going to be foggy tonight if you're going that away. And that's about what we're looking like with the weather there, Kyle. So once again, tell everybody about the Flying J's.
Well, Captain, of course, as you know, people drive into the pilot of Flying J, say that they're listening to the Captain's America, listen to you on the radio, and they'll get a free cup of coffee. And that's what we think, it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. Also, you're going to find an entire array, depending on the pilot of Flying J that you pull into, of great food options, including Denny's. Also, there could be an Arby's, maybe a Huddle House. How about a Cinnabon or a Subway, a Wendy's, a DQ as well, a Moe's Southwest Grill, Chester's Chicken, the list goes on.
McDonald's.
And a McDonald's as well. And, you know, Captain, you mentioned the Drivers Club. That's really something that everybody needs to check out, because you'll be able to save money on things that you buy and be able to use the app, schedule things like your parking space for your overnight thing and so forth. It's really, really helpful, we understand.
Yeah, well, when I was traveling, even if I was traveling in a car and I used my driver's card and the points that came from it, I wound up getting extra points I didn't even think about. So, you know, it's really good. You don't have to necessarily be driving a semi and be a member of the driver's club and collect points.
Well, exactly right. And for the RVers out there, they have special RV amenities, special
yep.
fueling lanes and so forth. So you can't miss, you know, by pulling into the pilot or Flying J.
Yep, and so you don't get an overweight ticket, you'll probably find a scale there, too, where you can weigh your load. All righty, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready to come back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take you to break. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and we'll be back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.